This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Michael O'Gorman, executive director of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, writes, quote, "The veterans we work with have served their country twice, once by defending it, and now by feeding it," end quote. Something to think about this Thanksgiving. The Farmer Veteran Coalition offers veteran resources and support for becoming farmers, and it's been working extensively to set up a sustainable network across the country. One of their newer programs, the Homegrown by Heroes label, aims to distinguish veteran-grown products in farmers' markets and increase consumer awareness of their mission. We're actually on the line right now with Michael O'Gorman. So, Mr. O'Gorman, why are coalitions like this important?
Well, I think we have two reasons, and the first is we have a group of veterans who are coming home, and disproportionately, it's an all-voluntary military right now, and they're disproportionately coming from and returning to rural America. So, as second issue, as we have a crisis in our agricultural community for young people and young talent going into agriculture, we just figured let's put one and one together, and maybe it's something more than two there. It's a pretty exciting mix.
No question. And what kind of things are the farmers growing? And anything you'd recommend for Thanksgiving tables?
We have cranberry farmers. We have turkey farmers. We have potato farmers, sweet potato farmers. Our network's really grown. When I started the project in 2008, it took me a year to find 9 veterans, and now we hear from about 200 a month. So on a normal day like today, we'll hear from 9 or 10 today, and it's really increasing. So it's become an exciting movement, and it's more and more veterans are wanting to get involved and wanting to participate.
Incredible. Thank you so much for your time, Michael. And you can read more about the Farmer Veteran Coalition at farmvetco.org. And be sure to look for their products in your local farmers markets. This is Jack Inslee with a report from Brian Reno for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Okay, so we're done with the recording there. Thank you so much, Michael. Really appreciate it. And
okay.
Incredible story. I really appreciate the work you're doing. So thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.